This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Seven people died Monday in Afghanistan after thousands of Afghans rushed onto the tarmac of Kabul's international airport in a desperate attempt to leave the country as it falls to Taliban rule. Some were so desperate they clung to an American military jet as it took off and plunged to their deaths. U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to address the United States within the next few hours. The Taliban swept into Kabul on Sunday after President Ashraf Ghani fled the country. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Monday that the world is watching Afghanistan during these pivotal days. He called on the Taliban to exercise what he called utmost restraint to protect Afghan lives and allow humanitarian assistance to reach those in need. Guterres said during an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council, quote, "We cannot and must not abandon the people of Afghanistan." Afghanistan's ambassador to the United Nations told the Security Council Monday that people in the Afghan capital fear for their lives. India will help members of Afghanistan's tiny Sikh and Hindu community to come to India. This according to the foreign ministry on Monday. Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi said Monday his country is committed to protecting all Afghan citizens who had assisted Rome's mission in the country. In a statement, Draghi added that Rome is working with European partners to find a solution to the crisis in Afghanistan, which would protect human rights, particularly those of women. Switzerland's last three development agency workers have been airlifted from Afghanistan on a U.S. military plane, according to the Swiss Foreign Ministry on Monday. The Foreign Ministry said it's working hard to evacuate local personnel from Kabul. More on this story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.